I'm gonna start with the important part of the dish.
Mucking about in the supermarket. Chickens and the ducks and the fish and the steaks and the lamb and looking for something to eat, mucking about in the supermarket. I'm sort of in a bad mood. I just didn't want to cook. There's nothing I looked at appealed to me at all. I'm sort of ugly old thing. Ugly old thing. Ugly old thing. Ugly old thing. I found myself staring at a fresh beef tongue. Fresh beef tongue. Fresh beef tongue. Ugly old thing. Fresh beef tongue. Ugly old thing. Fresh beef tongue. Ugly old thing. I found myself mucking about, staring at a fresh beef tongue. Ugly old thing. Then I thought to myself, well, why not? Why not? Ugly old thing. You know, I'd like to fix you up. Mucking about. Why not? Ugly old thing. You know, I'd like to fix you up. Mucking about. Why not? Ugly old thing. You know, I'd like to fix you up. Mucking about. Why not? Ugly old thing. You know, I'd like to fix you up. Why not? It'll be a change anyway. So I trotted home with my tongue under my arm. Fresh beef tongue. And I braised it. Ugly old thing, I'd like to fix you up. Fresh beef tongue. I'd like to fix you up. Mucking about. And I braised it. And I braised it. Fresh beef tongue. And I braised it.
Red meat and gin.
Fresh beef tongue.
Red meat and gin. Red meat and gin. I don't consider vegetarianism a sensible diet at all, because it both have a little bit of everything.
Red meat,
cut out red meat, which I very much believe in, you're not having a little bit of everything.
You believe in red meat?
I certainly do. I've often said red meat and gin.
You believe in red meat?
Red meat and gin.
You believe in red meat?
Red meat and gin.
Why not?
Just let that reduce.